A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When the crowds were increasing, Jesus began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the men of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will arise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The people of Nineveh will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here." The Gospel of the Lord. Christ's enemies are asking for a sign from heaven that he is indeed who he professes to be. In return, Jesus calls them an evil generation because they are not really sincere in their request. They have no intention of believing him or following him. Jesus knows people's hearts, and he knows that they are thinking this. They will not accept him or his teaching. Something greater than Jonah is here. Jesus gives two examples of highly unlikely and even unacceptable conversions. Both the Ninevites and the Queen of the South are Gentiles, pagans, unbelievers in the one true God of Israel. Yet, the prophet Jonah's preaching was so powerful and anointed that every living creature in Nineveh repented, from the king to the smallest farm animal. The renown and wisdom, the wealth and power of Solomon was so famous that a queen made her an ardent journey through the desert to consult and listen to him. But the anointed preaching and powerful miracles and wisdom of Jesus are greater than these. Yes, something greater than Solomon is here. Another comparison in this text is that of Jonah as prophet and the queen as a world leader. Jesus has been revealing himself as the true priest, prophet, and king who has come to save his people. In the passage before today's, Jesus spoke of priesthood in forms of worship and prayer. Today, he describes himself as prophet and king. Jesus is the greatest prophet and the greatest leader. Jesus himself, his very person, is the sign that God has sent from heaven to reveal his infinite love and mercy. There is something greater than Jonah here, and something greater than Solomon. Jesus' contemporaries shut their hearts against God's wisdom and appeal for repentance. Jesus was a sign that should have led them to believe, but they refused to believe in him. The pagans, the Queen of the South, and the people of Nineveh will at the final judgment rise to accuse Jesus' contemporaries. By rejecting Jesus and demanding a different sign, they sinned against God. Many people today are doing the same thing. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching. Jesus Christ is greater than Solomon and Jonah. Jesus Christ is greater than any world leader, celebrity, or athlete. Jesus Christ is the Son of Man and the Son of God. Jesus is our personal and loving and merciful Lord and Savior.